Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah. Come on. Right. Yeah, come on in, kick back, relax, grab yourself a cool one. All right, gentlemen, the weekend is upon us. Coming up fast and furious like, isn't it? All right. Man, I hope you got something to do. Hope you got some plans, something for yourself or something with your family. If I can speak with your family, your friends, or your loved ones. You know, or you might just want to kick back and relax and do nothing, man. You might want some me time, and nothing wrong with that. You know, do your own thing. Work on yourself. Take some time away, right? Especially if you've been around a lot of people lately. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Good quality me time, you know, so you can reflect and adjust, right? Man. There's so much going on. There's so many things I could talk about, but I want to talk about this. I want to talk about moving on. Yeah, moving on. Gentlemen, we all go through situations, whether it be professional or personal. I'm going to kind of focus on the personal, but it can all be related, right? You know, if I'm talking about personal, it could be a job situation too. You know what I'm saying? But you'll get it as I go along. We as men need to learn how to move on. How to move on with our lives. We've all been in relationships that may have ended under less than stellar circumstances. Or that weren't as amicable as we had wished they'd be. Or wished they had been. And it happens. I mean, you know, a lot. Sometimes you ain't got no control over that. You ain't got no control over somebody else. You can only control what you do, right? But sometimes, you know, a female, a partner, your significant other. I'm just going to use female as a general term because I'm trying to talk to the majority, but I'm not excluding the minority. Don't get me wrong. It seems like they just wake up one day and they go. But that's not the case. That's not the case at all. See, when a female does that, they've already moved on. In their mind, they left you a long time ago, and when they leave, you're just now finding out about it. And you'd be wondering, what in the hell happened? Man, we just made love last night. She kissed me in the mouth this morning. And now she's walking out the door. See, females are emotional like that. They can do physical things. And it don't mean nothing to them. Or she might be giving you just one last hoorah, right? A sort of severance pay. Lord have mercy. But they can do stuff like that. They can detach themselves, their mind from their body. But she left you a long time ago. Could be weeks, could be months. She could have been thinking about this for a year or more. Right? Before she finally takes that step and steps out on you. If she hasn't already stepped out on you, you know what I'm saying? Cheated. out of extra outside of that relationship, you know, an affair, whatever you want to call it, not been monogamous with you. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about us moving on. So you caught in a whirlwind at that point. You mixed up. You're confused. You don't know what's going on. You may try to beg and plead and all that kind of stuff. But there ain't no point in it, brother. Ain't nothing you can do or say at that point that's going to change their mind. Their mind is already made up and they are gone. Like I said, they have already moved on. In their mind, they are already gone. They were gone before they walked out the door. And that's where we get caught, you know, kind of short-handed. You know, you get caught with your pants down, so to speak. You don't know what's going on, what's happening. And it takes some time to process all of that. You know, it takes time. It does. And I know because I've been there. And that's what I'm going to, you know, talk about it from a personal standpoint. I've been there. And you thinking you can save this thing and you'll do whatever it takes, you know, because, you know, you love and care about this person. You know, you don't want the relationship to end. You got too much time, too much money invested. You got your team, right? Your time, your energy, your attention, and your money invested into this thing, this relationship, this female. You done got your team on it, right? And you're thinking, what in the world is going on? But there ain't no point. It's too late. By the time she's ready to walk out the door, it's too late. Any negotiation, you know, if she was wanting to, she'd have done that earlier in the relationship. And she may have, and you missed it. She may have been dropped. You know how females are. They dropping you little clues and hints and stuff, and you supposed to figure it all out. And man, we don't pay attention to none of that. We want you to speak clearly, right? Tell me what it is you want, right? You know, right off the rip. Be clear. So we can talk about it. We can negotiate. We can figure this thing out together. But they don't do that. They don't do that. You're supposed to be paying attention. If he's paying attention, you know what we paying attention to? Rent. Lights, car payments, insurance, food, putting clothes on people, going to work and dealing with all that stuff there. I mean, that's a whole nother environment. That's like a whole nother relationship. You know, your work relationship, your people at work and your job and your boss. And you trying to juggle all this stuff. But do they take any of that into consideration? Nope. No, they do not. You're supposed to be giving them all your time, your energy, your attention, and your monies. All of it. They don't think like we do. They don't think logically. So here you are, sucking hind tit, and you don't know what to do. And you're going to start going through a process, kind of a grieving process, an acceptance process. You're going to get mad and angry, and then you're going to sulk. And, you know, the whole that whole grieving process. What is this, about 7 steps to that whole thing? You can look that up. There's a grievance process. Get on your Google machine and look it up. But you'll go through that whole gamut, and you should. You should grieve. And some people will take longer than others, and that's fine. However long it takes. Now, you shouldn't dwell on it. See, that's what I'm saying. Don't dwell on it. Don't stay mad. Don't stay angry, because then you'll be angry. That'll come out in you. Don't be sad and sulking, because then that's who you are. You're still dealing with it, and it'll come out. you're angry and sad and upset, go through the process, and you got to get over it. You got to move on. You got to be proactive here, gentlemen. And once you get through that process, once you get through that grieving process and you've accepted it, you know, for the most part, and you okay, this is my life now. Now what do I do? Or some people might just do a knee jerk, right? They might not accept it at all. And then they'll go out and start carousing around, drinking and messing with females and trying to have empty relationships, you know, trying to prove your self-worth. I'm still viable. I still got a marketplace value, sexual marketplace value. Right? She messed up. See, I'm still good. See, females out here still want me. I went through all of that. I grieved, you know, and it took me a long time to get over it. It did, you know, because I had a small child at the time involved. He's grown now. Thank God. All my children are grown. Thank you, Jesus. I got to deal with no little ones. But it's a process, man. It is a process, and it's tough. I understand, man. I have been there and done that. I feel your pain. But get through that process. Do what you got to do. Work on yourself. Because you go out there and you just running around trying to pick up these females, put them to bed. And you out there thinking you having a good time. And you are temporarily. You know, when you all up in it, it feels good, right? Feels good, tastes good, smells good, right? You know, but you basically, you know, you running in place. You peeing in the wind. You're not doing anything. You're wasting your time, your energy, your money, and your attention on these females. And, you know, ain't nothing gonna come of it. Because you still carrying around that scar tissue. But you're doing it to sow your oats, you know, and like I said, to make yourself feel good about yourself. But on the other hand, don't stay in the house and sulk. And don't blame yourself. Don't blame yourself. It takes two to tango. Because she's going to blame you. That's going to happen. It's going to be all your fault. For the most part, they are going to accept no responsibility for what happened in the relationship. It's going to be all on you. Now, maybe later on down the road, you might get a little bit. But they'll never fully commit to, you know, yeah. You know, I was a part of the problem. But seriously, men, we have got to learn to move on. We got to get through that process. And you got to realize that whatever you're leaving behind, there's something better ahead of you. There's something way better ahead. And even if it means you being single. See, I've stayed single the whole time. Because I don't want to put myself in that situation again where somebody has that kind of power over me, where somebody can hurt me like that. I'd rather stay single. And the longer you stay single, gentlemen, the more likely it is you will be single. Because there's a lot of freedom in that. I'm not bashing relationships and I'm not bashing marriage, none of that. If that's what you want, if that's your pursuit in life, if that's your calling in life to get married and have children and all that, knock yourself out. But beware. That's all I'm doing. Beware. If you've listened to this podcast at all, you know it can cost you half, if not more, of all your stuff. Everything. Plus all the emotional damage and baggage that comes along with it. And then you got kids involved and their lives. Or changed forever. But move on and work on yourself. Instead of staying at home and doing that thing. Or going out there running around running and gunning. Focus in on yourself and how to improve yourself and improve your self-worth and improve your value to yourself and to the community around you. Because you're going to attract whatever it is, whatever vibes it is you're putting out, right? And if you take some time and work on yourself and improve yourself, like I said, go out there and take that course, take that class, involve yourself in the community somehow, some way, whether it's through volunteering or in your church or in some kind of group or club that you're in. Don't just sit around the house. Put yourself to work. Work on yourself. And like I said, you can work on yourself through others, through helping others. That's where you're going to find, all your joy and stuff, and not pouring it all into one person. And then that person changes their mind. And everything about you that they loved at one point in time, they hate. Everything that they loved about you at one point in time, eventually they come to hate. Because your greatest strengths are also your greatest weaknesses. And they can and will turn that on you. So work on yourselves, my friends. Invest in yourself. You'll never regret that. Go join a gym. Go take some karate lessons. Go learn to play some music. Take some music lessons. Take some language lessons. Like I said, go to school, take that class. Invest in yourself, make yourself a better person. The best revenge you can ever have on somebody like that is throwing you away like a piece of trash. Relationship wasn't, they weren't getting what they wanted out of it, so they just ditched it, right? The best revenge you can exact on them is by living a good life. Living your life and living it well. And being happy. And being fulfilled. And in the meantime, they'll be out there and they'll be miserable. They're behind and be bumping the ground, trying to get by. They're getting pumped and dumped. And here you are, you just on cruise control, right? Doing your thing, being successful, being happy. And then they're going to kick back and realize, man, I effed up. I effed up big time. I should have stayed with that guy. We should have talked more. I should have told him what I wanted, what I needed. Now, that's not saying you was going to give it to her. But you could have worked on it. You could have. Like I said, when you're in a relationship, it's all about compromises, right? When you're on your own, you ain't got to compromise with nobody. That's the good thing about being by yourself. If I want to get up and go do something, I get up and go do it. If I want to go buy something, I go buy it. Now, that's not to say I'm reckless with all that. I mean, you have to live within your budget and, your time constraints and stuff like that. But I don't have to ask. I don't have to negotiate. Or if I get allowed to do this, I'm going to have to do that later. I do whatever the hell I want when I want. I'm the one that's in charge. I'm the one that's in control. I don't have to worry about somebody kicking me to the curb, running around cheating on me, lying, cheating, stealing. I don't have to worry about any of that. I mean, I've always kind of been that way anyway. At some point, it's all going to be about me, one way or the other. If I'm happy, everybody around me is going to be happy. You know what I'm saying? But that's my personal flaw, right? But that just goes to show, you know, take care of me and I'll take care of you. Right? Treat me like a piece of crap, you're going to get that in return. Probably twofold. But we don't want to exact revenge on them. We want to show them that they made the mistake. Because forgiveness ain't about them. Forgiveness is selfish too. It's about you. It's about forgiving that person so that you can move on. And it took me some time to get there. It took me some time to get where, you know, I was on good relationship, on good terms, you know, with any exes that I had. It takes time, but it's about you. So find it in your heart, find it in yourself to be able to forgive that person for what they did, somehow, some way, and move on with yourself, move on with your life, and take care of yourself. And do what's best for you. That's all I want for you, gentlemen. I want you to be all that you can be, right? Just like in the military. Be all you can be. I want you to be the best version of yourself. And that's why we come here, and that's, you know, that's why we sit down and we talk. You know, because I want the best for you. All right, my friends, enjoy your weekend. Check out the social media sites, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter. Man, Twitter's crazy the last couple of weeks. The Gab, the Parler, the Locals. Check it all out. And you can reach me at ofmen4men@gmail.com. And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so with the support button on the app that you're using right now to listen to this podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you. I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah. Oh, come on.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.